This week on CrossFit and Saddles Podcast, we talk about how we found CrossFit, what we were doing before we found CrossFit, and why we choose CrossFit as our daily fitness regimen.
All right. Yeah, that's a good start. So this is episode 9. I think it's episode 9. Today we wanted to come in and talk about why we chose CrossFit in the first place. Why we started training in CrossFit. So maybe talk a little bit about our fitness backgrounds previously. So one of the things, we are missing Nick. It's his birthday. He's out partying and missing out on recording this podcast. So we're going to give him the absence today. But we do have Alyssa and Coach Brian and myself to talk today. So Brian, I'll ask you first. Why did you choose CrossFit originally?
Well, you asked for what we were doing prior. I was a P90X guy working out in my basement in the morning. And
I did P90X once.
Yeah, I went through every one of them. I went through the original one, number one, number two, number three. I think there's like a Tony Horton number 9 now. But I think I went through 4 of them, and I really enjoyed it. I liked the aspect of accountability because you had to press play every day. But what I found myself doing was cheating. I found myself cheating in my basement with myself on leg day. I never did legs. I did double back work. Arm days we loved, of course, but I cheated, and it just never totally got into it. And interestingly enough, one day, it really is a true story, we were driving down Route 32 in New York, near where we live. My wife and I were going shopping at the Woodbury Commons, and she just said out loud, you know, do you know what CrossFit is? And I want to join CrossFit. And unbelievable, no joke, I looked up, and there's a sign, Monroe Woodbury CrossFit opening soon. So I said, there's a CrossFit place. We pulled in, literally pulled in, talked to the owner, and he told us all about it. And next thing you know, we were both founding members and absolutely loving it. I thought it was a bunch of horse malarkey at first when he was talking about community and how the community this, the community that. And I said, bud, come on, you don't have to BS me. This is what I do for a living. I BS people and we don't need to do that. So he said, you'll see, Bri. And we were founding members and absolutely loved it. A couple months later, Kylie joined and the whole family was CrossFitting for a while. And it was great. That's why we originally chose it.
That's awesome. Yeah, my story was not quite as sweet as Brian's. It wasn't like this huge epiphany moment for me. basically, I just kind of came right out of college and we moved down here. So Rob and I have actually been down here in Wilmington for about 2 years. And I came from in college, basically all 4 years that I was there, I was kind of like the traditional like cardio bunny where I would just spend like an hour running on the treadmill or just like, you know, trying to get as many miles as I could in an hour outside running around. And then I would come back in and spend another hour just like downstairs at the college gym, just kind of like lifting weights. I was at the time trying to follow like programs off of bodybuilding.com. And I was like struggling through those. Like half the time, kind of like Brian said, like I would, you know, I would do half of the workout and then I would kind of like alter the other half if it was things that I wanted to skip around. So that's where I started. And then how I found CrossFit was actually CrossFit Inside Out was my first gym that I actually started with. So I've been here about a year and a half now, and we actually found this gym on Groupon. So it was kind of just like a fluke thing. I was just looking one day on like things to do around the Wilmington area, and we just popped up, and it just kind of started from there. So that's how we started.
Groupon.
Glad those days are over.
Yeah.
I guess you can see now Nick is back in the office. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. The entire bridge is
What happened? Did I miss something awesome? I mean, Brian was doing lateral lunges or lateral lunges and air squats. No, we're just we're talking about how we just I mean not necessarily discover CrossFit, but you know what got you into CrossFit as a training program specifically.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be like Rich Froning and be the fittest man on earth. So I'm close, chasing his title down.
Chasing it down.
If you would submit your scores,
just submit your scores, you'd be closer.
I know.
Well, I mean, I guess since they just walked in, for me, I like the exact opposite. Like, I dabbled with P90X, but, like, I illegally downloaded the stuff off of the internet.
Oh, I paid full price.
Yeah, so, but I'd only do, like, I did the cardio one and the yoga one, like, maybe twice. And had no idea what I was doing, right? I had one of those, like, makeshift pull-up bars in the house, and every time I'd walk by, I would attempt to do a pull-up, and still had, you know, no idea what I was doing. I'd go to the gym. I remember being able to... one rep max bench press 135 was a huge milestone for me. And then, and like a Gold's Gym buddy of mine, who's now actually really good at CrossFit, he was a personal trainer then at the Gold's Gym. And then my wife and I got married about 6 years ago. We moved to Wake Forest, North Carolina. And I was looking at like body weight workouts. I got really interested in body weight workouts. I realized I'd gained like 20 pounds since we had gotten married. And which I'm actually trying to gain weight now, so I wish that I could figure that out again. But we were just eating macaroni and cheese all the time. But anyway, I just discovered bodyweight workouts. I heard of CrossFit in the past, like several years ago, and looked at workouts, and I saw like all these pull-ups and stuff, and realized like I can't even do that. I remember Murph specifically seeing that workout and just being amazed at that was an actual .com workout once she saw the main site. So that was kind of my introduction to CrossFit. But then I once I started getting better at running and doing the bodyweight workouts, I actually met who was my coach for the longest time in Wake Forest. It was opening a CrossFit gym. I did one workout with them. It was 200 meter runs and burpees. And so it was like 25 burpees, 200 meter run, 20, 200, 15, 200, 10, 5. And I remember like being so sick during that workout. It's like, man, this is what I've been looking for. But ended up being, again, like Brian was saying, a founding member of that gym and ended up being one of their, first coaches there after, falling in love with it. And what's really cool about that story is I remember looking at Murph specifically. It's so hard to say this seriously when you're doing that. I remember looking at Murph specifically, years before, and then coming in and one of my very first workouts, I started in 2012, like January 2012, doing CrossFit on my own. And then as the gym opened, one of the first workouts we did was Murph. Memorial Day was, right there when the gym was opening. So it was kind of cool to be able to do that. And I just fell in love with it. In 2013, I started coaching or got level one certified and interned at that gym. And here we are, 2017. So coming from a background, not being able, now I wasn't a cardio bunny and I wasn't a gym buff like Brian, exact opposite story. I had no fitness potential. It's kind of cool that this has now become a career.
Neat.
What about you, Mel?
That's awesome. I'm taking selfies. for me, my story is I had a construction company working for a church kind of part-time. The pastor's son and I, he was like my assistant for our church youth ministry. And we thought we would just go start working out. I mean, I dabbled and did some stuff like randomly through high school, right before we would go to the beach and stuff like that. But anyway, we went to like Planet Fitness. We were like workout buddies. We did that pretty consistently. Heard of CrossFit. Few years later, a buddy of mine really got into CrossFit. He transformed his body, he invited me to do a workout. It was simple. It was like a Tabata workout at my house with him. Didn't tell me what it was going to do to me, and I did it. It was air squats, dips on the fireplace. I think that was it. 4 minutes of each. And... I was living on, was it oxycodone?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
For like 3 days, it was hurting so bad I thought I was gonna die.
Dips and air squats.
Dips and air squats. That was it. And then fast forward, I was working out with a buddy of mine. Like I said, my assistant in youth ministry and good friend. We were doing Planet Fitness, going almost every day. It was great while we were doing it, but you know, it was somewhat boring. Two business owners, friends of mine who are really awesome guys, they said, hey, would you like to try CrossFit? They went to church with us, and I'm like, nah. And they were like, hey, I'll pay for you to do your foundations in 2 months of CrossFit if you'll do it. And where I was going there, it was like $150 for foundations for three sessions and $190 a month. So that was a big deal. I thought, wow, that's crazy. So I committed to the foundations, did it, thought I was going to die, did the foundations, then I did like, by the second month, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. That was kind of my story, and I just kept doing it. And then out of that, I did that for like a year and a half, 2 years, and then I started a garage gym out of my house for people who couldn't afford to do CrossFit, which is kind of funny, or not really couldn't afford, but just chose not to do it, and we did it out of my garage. And then I had all my youth kids doing it too. So the youth nights we did at our house, and we would do CrossFit workouts.
That's awesome.
And then do youth night, and so I had a lot of kids living on pain medicine. so that's kind of how it started. And then here's the gym.
That's awesome.
Neat.
So I think one of the defining lines that you've seen through all those stories is, you know, the novelty of it. Like, something within your perspective of fitness changed when you found CrossFit. And it was just something new. And I think the novelty in that of constantly changing, variable, you're not doing the same thing every day. Like Brian was saying at P90X, I mean, you find yourself doing back, you know, three times a week, and skipping legs or whatever it is, or getting tired of doing cardio. For me, just doing something. And I think a lot of that is attributed to CrossFit's model of that constantly varied. And knowing that any day, I mean, yes, there's like a training mindset of we squat a lot, you know, we lift weights, and we do have progressions there. But, you know, the Metcon's not totally random, but it's going to be different. So I think that's one of the novelties that CrossFit brings into your training program, which is a huge draw for a lot of people. So are you guys, I mean, obviously we're all doing CrossFit still now. I mean, what draws you continuously back in every single day, other than the fact that you work here and this is your place, but what draws you into CrossFit every single day?
Well, initially, what drew me here, I've got kind of a unique story from you guys, you know, having just moved here. I checked out every gym in Wilmington. Kylie and I went to a couple, and I went to a couple more. And what kept drawing me back here, which I'm so happy about, really is the community. And I want to say that the variety of athletes we have. And what's nice is that every style and type of athlete can be successful here. We've seen it from new you clients who has their first time ever picking up a barbell or a kettlebell, you know, to studs in the gym like, you know, Rod, Chad, Phil, and these guys, you know. And we have every type of athlete here, and every type is welcome here. And you feel like you can be successful here in every way. There's no type of person that we can't help. And I felt that as I visited other places. You know, a lot of places felt clicky when I was visiting the places. And interestingly enough, you know, I visited here. I bought a little drop-in card or whatever it was. And, you know, I would be communicating with Nick from New York. I remember sending him a couple emails and him sending me back a couple emails. How's it going, man? You know, you're coming down soon. Next time you're down, make sure you come by. And that personal component of here is very different than any other gym that I visited. You know, I gave my drop-in fees to other gyms and that was it. Drop in, have a nice day, had good workouts, but you just felt at home here. As I continue to visit. And every day, like you said, Brandon, I think it's the constantly varied aspect of the high intensity workouts and the functionality of it. I mean, I can do so many different things now at home that I can do better. You know, I got a big cleaning day in front of me today. I'm looking forward to getting into a squat and cleaning. I could never do that before. You know, picking stuff off the ground as I'm cooking or whatever it is very different now. And I'm better at life because of CrossFit. And I like to say that often. We don't CrossFit just to be better CrossFit athletes. We CrossFit to be better at life. And I definitely think I'm better at life, much better than I am was at life, having done P90X, having done whatever in the basement or whatever at the Globo gyms. I'm better at life having done CrossFit. So it's pretty exciting. Good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, just going off of what you were saying, Brian, too, about just, you know, having a great community here and about us being very welcoming, you know, or at least from our perspectives. I coached 8:30 class yesterday, and we had a drop-in girl come up from somewhere in Florida. I think she was just in town. She was in town for the week visiting her family or something. I think she was a teacher that's on spring break, she said. So it was just kind of funny because it was a smaller class. You know, sometimes 8:30 can be a little unpredictable. It could be, you know, two people. It could be nine. So I think we had about four or five in the class yesterday, and she came in, and you know how it is with drop-in is at first, you know, like they're kind of a little quiet most of the time, they're a little reserved, maybe just keeping to themselves a little bit, but after 10 minutes, I mean, they were talking about where they got their shoes and like what she does for work, and they were talking about the open workout this week, or 17.5, I should say, so it was just really cool to kind of see her open up and to see like our members kind of like bring her in and like and kind of interact. It was fun.
Yeah. And that's what's cool. I mean, and I remember specifically, you know, just to jump on that, why am I here at CrossFit and set out? You know, we first moved to the area as well 3 years ago. You know, I tried to drop into a couple of different gyms. I dropped into one, but when I sent Nick an email, you know, I found him on the affiliate site. I wasn't even on Google yet. Like, I remember he was still, like, getting the sheetrock ready the gym had not been built yet. And I remember sending an email on my way to drop in another gym. And then on my way back, I looked at the email and I get this like 3 or 4 paragraph response from him, you know, about, hey, this is where we're at and all that. And it was so much cool. It was really cool because there was actually intentionality.
It was probably a ton of typos.
Probably. but regardless, like it was that draw that like, you know, this guy sat down here, you know, here I am just sending a quick email. Hey, new to the area, looking to drop in and find a new gym. Could you tell me a little bit, you know, can I drop in at some point? And here's this 4-paragraph response of, you know, where he's at as a gym and his goal for the gym and mission for the gym. And so there's a lot of intentionality behind that, which I think has really set this place up for success as far as the community. You know, and that's one of the draws for me. I mean, in another podcast, we'll talk about the things that we're adding to our training and all of that outside of CrossFit. But I love jumping into group classes. I don't like working out by myself. It's just not something I'm motivated to do. Those people who can do that, like, inspire me. I got a buddy of mine that he does it by himself, and I wish I could do that. But I love jumping into group classes, working out with you guys when we have the opportunity. And that's just fun for me. I love that aspect of CrossFit, not just as a, you know, career, but as almost like a sport as well. So thank you guys.
Sport of fitness.
Yeah. So I know it's a quick podcast today, but hopefully that kind of gives you some insight as to where we're at, why we even started doing CrossFit, why we love it, and why we're passionate about what we do. Why?
This is why I do CrossFit.
Yeah.
I didn't get to get my handstand push-ups in.
Dorsiflex those toes. Get it over the line. There you go.
For our radio listeners not watching the video, Nick is against what we're doing.
I do it to crush my times every year.
Yeah, we're back. Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in. Hey guys, if you're listening to this and like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Give us a review, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe all your friends and family. And as Nick likes to say, subscribe your mom, grandma, and dog. We'd appreciate you doing that. Have a great week. All right, that's one.